Dawson, you were bringing enough handouts with you? But not in the table in the back, there are some handouts. And also, I've prepared a single page summary of Senate Bill 7 that I've made available to anyone. Any other literature to pass out? Does anyone else have anything else? No other literature to pass out? Senate Bill 7 is a local act that was passed by the entire delegation. Now I want to bring your attention to this first slide because on the November ballot, you're going to be asked to vote yay or nay. And the ballot question is yes or no, shall the act be approved which revises the Board of Veterans of DeKalb County? Now I think that's important because I want everyone to understand what Senate Bill 7 does is it takes the act that was passed, I think it was House Bill 597, that was passed in 2015. This bill does not replace that act. This bill simply revises some language in the original act that was passed back in 2015. Next slide, please. And I'm just going to jump around and just kind of give you the highlights of what I consider are in Senate Bill 7, by the way. And I'm not going to, you know, if I'm going too fast, you want me to slow down, just wave your hands to slow down, I'll be more than glad to do it. The second slide talks to the revision that's made to the Board of Ethics. And it also talks to, everyone knows the origin of why I introduced Senate Bill 7. So there was a legal case brought by a county commissioner. Is Jeff Rita still here?
I am. By a single commissioner who was investigation.
There was a legal case, I'm glad you're still here by the way, that he could fill you in on. And essentially the Supreme Court ruled was 8-0, 9-0, that certain members that had the power to appoint members to this board could not do it. And I think out of the 7 members that serve on the board, 4 of them were stricken. And those are members that were appointed by the Chamber of Commerce, Bar Association. But those 4 members that were not elected officials are the ones that the Supreme Court said had to be removed from the board. There are still 3 members still serving on the County Ethics Board. Definition of employee, I'm not going to. I think that's kind of self-explanatory, if not. Please stop me if someone wants some clarity on the definition of an official or an employee. Next slide. We strengthened the disclosure requirements in the original House Bill 597. And the additional disclosure essentially is included in here so that people that may have had some conflicts would have to disclose that information openly. Next slide deals with reporting violation. It basically, this section tells you how a complaint can be filed with the ethics board. I'm moving too fast. I know there's a lot of questions, so I'm trying to get through these slides so that everyone have an opportunity to answer their question. Reporting violations continue, and essentially, under Senate Bill 7, there's an ethics administrator which is responsible for the administration of the office. That person would receive the complaints and file and process complaints, and then those complaints would be sent to the full board, all 7 members, to act upon. So this section basically speaks to the reported violations continue from the previous page. The next slide is the new board makeup, the new 7-member board. One thing that we decided to do in our infinite wisdom as legislators, because we know from time to time some people do have to retire. Other than reporting requirements that you see here at the very bottom, there's 2 alternate members that are appointed by the House delegation and 2 alternate members that will be appointed by the Senate delegation. So of this 7-member delegation, in the event that one of the members is unable to serve, one of those alternates would fill in their place. Board terms on the next slide. And I think this is really important. It says no individual may be appointed to more than two consecutive terms. And I think it's important in dealing with board members and dealing with these kind of cases that you have fresh ideas and new people that come in there with a new and fresh perspective. There's a residency requirement. Next slide. Essentially, you gotta live in DeKalb County. Policies and procedures. This section deals with the board adopting their policies and procedures subject to review by the chief executive and confirmation by a majority vote of the commission. I include some language in here that these policies, in the event they are not confirmed by the board of commissioners for whatever reason, I actually heard comment that sometimes they're kind of slow and don't get around to things. I try and move this microphone closer, by the way. I'm sorry, but it still keeps going in and out. And the last item said, if the vote does not recur within such time, the policy and procedures shall be in full force and effect without confirmation by the commission. The next slide, page 6, deals with Board of Ethics and some details. These are the 7-member board members that are serving without compensation. They get to elect their own chairperson. The board is also authorized to employ its own staff and contract for the services of a competent court reporter, an attorney, and a private investigator as it deems necessary. In the event that the Board of Ethics determine that employment of a full-time legal counsel is necessary, the Board of Ethics is authorized to employ an attorney. Budgetary authorizations. I don't think there's a secret to anyone. I think Commissioner Rader would tell you that they fund the Board of Ethics in DeKalb County, and they fund it because we tell them they have to fund it. And that's essentially what's in the budgetary authorizations. In the event that the Ethics Board requires more than the initial $300,000 in budget appropriation, then they are authorized to go back to the commission for additional funds. The last item out here, it says very simply, the Board of Ethics shall be completely independent and shall not be subject to control or supervision by the chief executive, commission, or any other official or employee or agency of the county government. Page 7 speaks to the ethics administrator. It provides the duties and responsibility for an ethics administrator. This person is responsible for running the office and handling the complaints on day-to-day affairs. And the ethics administrator is appointed by the members of the Board of Ethics for a period not to exceed 6 years. Last item just talks about how that person can be removed. The next section deals with the ethics administrative duties. And I just want to highlight some of the things that an ethics administrator is responsible for doing. That's educating and training all county officials and employees who have to have an awareness and understanding of the mandate for and enforcement of ethical conduct. Maintaining the records of the Board of Ethics, meeting with the Board of Ethics, advising officials and employees regarding disclosure statements, reviewing the statements to ensure full and complete financial reporting. And I don't want to gloss over this section, but I think this section is extremely important, particularly the bullet second from last. It talks about what the administrator responsibilities and duties are, and that is to advise officials and employees regarding disclosure statements and what's required. That's important duties. The next slide continues with the ethics administrative duties. Monitoring and evaluating information obtained by an ethics hotline. Notifying the subject, and that is the person who has a complaint been filed against of any alleged violation of the ethics code, notifying the Board of Ethics of a report of any alleged violation of the ethics code, and file an annual with the Board of Ethics, the Chief Executive, and the Commission, a written report describing the activities of the Ethics Administrator and carrying out the goals of their office. The next slide speaks to investigations and how those investigations are to be held. It says the Board of Ethics, that's the seven-member board, should have the authority to conduct investigation into all alleged violations of the Code of Ethics, to hold hearings and issue decisions. I'd skip down one, I think it's really important, said a complaint may be filed by any resident or group of residents of DeKalb County by submitting to the Office of the Ethics Administrator a written, verified, and sworn complaint under the penalty of perjury of falseware. Down on the next slide, it talks about violations. And I think this is important to know because people don't really know what the authority is invested in the ethics department. And we should all know that anytime somebody's dealing with something unethical, not only do you have an ethics department, but you also have a solicitor, you have a district attorney, and you also have the feds that sit on top of everything. But the ethics section, the administrative section, can not assess no more than a $1,000 fine. They can do a public reprimand, and they can also refer cases for prosecution to the DeKalb County solicitor or the magistrate court, who can then impose imprisonment up to 6 months. That is a general wrap up of what's contained in Senate Bill 7.
May I have your attention, please? The library will be closing at 8 o'clock. If you need to apply for a library card, please do so at this time. And the debris materials will be checked out to the circulation desk. Thank you.
I think we know that already. And in addition to that, just as a quick summary, I've passed out to you this one-page summary of what's contained in Senate Bill 7, and it mirrors the presentation I just shared with you.
Thank you, Senator. I was designated to give you my view in opposition to Senate Bill 7 to tell you why I voted against it. And I'll be specific about that. But before I get to why I voted against it, and it only passed the House on a 7-6 vote, I want to talk to you a little bit about the process. Senator Jones and I agree that the Ethics Commission legislation that was created locally had to be reviewed and changed based on the Georgia Supreme Court's decision that the composition of the board would not allow people to make appointments who are not elected. That decision was a little bit of a surprise to me because there's a dozen or more other ethics boards or other county boards who have people appointed to them who are appointed by non-elected people, and the Georgia Chamber of Commerce is a typical one. But the Georgia Supreme Court ruled as it did, and we were required, in order to continue to have a functioning ethics committee for the purpose of making ultimate decisions, to replace the board members who were appointed by the Chamber and Leadership DeKalb and the Bar Associations. The bill that was introduced in the Senate by Senator Jones only addressed the issue of appointments. I would have voted for it, and it was a unanimous vote in the Senate, and it changed the appointment process to it was appointees were only appointed by elected officials, probate judge, CEO, commission, delegation, and I would have voted for that bill, happy to vote for it. When it came to the House, I'm afraid to say the House took a little bit of a detour off the rail, and for those of you who were there and saw the process and participated in the process, I would rather you have an opportunity to tell your fellow citizens what it looked like, what it felt like, and whether or not you felt like there was a full, complete vetting. We did have a hearing in the House where the lawyer for Sharon Barnes Sutton gave us a very detailed legal analysis of why the entire commission should be thrown out. And he did that as a very good lawyer on behalf of a client whose conduct had been sanctioned by the Ethics Commission. And then the subcommittee went off and revised the many important aspects of the Ethics Commission's power and authorities, and from my version, my view, weakened the effectiveness, the possible effectiveness of the Ethics Commission in the following ways. There is no longer an Ethics Commission, or there's no longer an executive director. He or she, the requirement to be a lawyer and have a certain number of years of legal education and legal experience is eliminated. And in replacement of the executive director of the Ethics Commission is required to be a lawyer, an ethics administrator is appointed, and the duties, some of the duties, investigative duties, and always the duty of making decisions, is turned more over to the Ethics Commission Board, and the ethics executive director position is weakened. The policies and procedures of the Ethics Commission as a new provision under current Senate Bill 7 has to be approved by the County Commission. I think that is a weakening of the Ethics Committee effectiveness. I don't believe the DeKalb County Commissioners ever voted on Senate Bill 7. Am I right or wrong on that?
No, we did not.
Were you consulted?
No.
So the House voted on a 7-6 way.
That is not true.
Well, I mean, we weren't consulted about the amendments towards the end, I guess. But what you had initially imposed, I think, or what you had initially proposed was something that the commission had heard about. But we never voted on supporting any bill because there was dissent amongst the commission.
And I don't know what the vote would be, but the point of my bringing that up is there is a controversy over this. There's a controversy in the commission. There was a close controversy in the House. And what has come from that controversy is a number of different citizens that have organized themselves and in the DeKalb Citizens Advocacy Council and have a very detailed and effective website, which you can go to, www.dekalbcitizens.org, and learn a whole lot about what I am talking about in opposition to Senate Bill 7. I am going to vote against Senate Bill 7. I'm urging my constituents to vote against it. Senator Jones and I are a little bit on a trail now, giving the for and against for this bill, and I'll see him again throughout this process. I would have voted for his bill had he introduced it. I will not support the bills that came out of the House. I think it raises issues, not only the qualifications, but also the duty of the ethics administrator. I'm not sure whether the ethics administrator can initiate a complaint. And I'm certainly clear that his ability to produce his or her own rules and regulations has been taken away from him or her and given to the commission. I would like, we have 10 minutes left or 12 minutes left, permission of whoever's in charge here, not me, to see if anybody else would like to address this issue of Senate Bill 7. I'm against it. I ask you to vote against it.
Thank you. Let me clarify, come to think that my good friend said that is not true. I think I've pointed that out on the slide that I presented. The position of the ethics director is not eliminated. Under the current bill, 597, the ethics officer comes underneath the board, except for the board. Under the current bill, 597, the ethics officers, I'm sorry, the ethics board, all seven members have to vote on hiring an ethics officer, right? Under the current 597.
Yes, but I don't...
Okay, let me continue. So what I've done under Senate Bill 7, this language is not new. This language is included in the reference which y'all were voting on, which is House Bill 597. And under my bill, the seven-member board still has the same responsibility of hiring an ethics officer. They can hire staff members, they can hire private investigators. As a matter of fact, I made it easier for them to carry about, go about doing their work. If it takes additional budget, they can go back to the county for additional funds.
But Senator,
so let me just finish, and I'll appreciate it. I'm not going to interrupt you, and I don't expect you to interrupt me.
We're not going to have time to talk.
Again, I'm going to respond to what you said, which are not in the bill, as I've gone over. The other item that you said is that the policies and procedures have to be approved by the county commission. That is not true. If the county commissioner, there's clearly stated in the bill that if the county commission does not approve the policy and procedures of the ethics board, those policy and procedures are going to affect anyway. That's included in the bill, correct?
It doesn't say what happens if they vote against it.
And if they vote against it?
Yeah, if they vote against it, then what's the next step?
The bill says that they don't approve it. So if they don't approve it one way or the other, they vote against it, it's the same as not approving it. So they have 30 days to work with the department on coming up with something, hopefully that all of them can agree with. If they can't, then the rules, policy, procedures from this board are going to affect anyway. So it does not say anywhere in the bill that if the county commission does not agree with their rules, then those rules are not going to affect. So I just want to clear that up. I know there's a lot of attorneys in the room. I respect the fact that you've served on it, but if you cannot show me anywhere in Senate Bill 7 where it says that if the county votes against the policy procedures, those policy procedures are not going to affect. It's not included in the bill. And you and I had the discussion prior to introducing this bill, and I took your advice on ensuring that the county would not control the policy procedures for this particular board. So that's the right language in there. There's no language anywhere in the bill that says if the county voted it down, then those rules and procedures are not going to affect. The whole concept behind this is to make sure that you have an organization that has been funded by another organization and whatever resources they need, if they're going to staff up and they have to go back to the source that collects your tax revenue to get an allocation, because there's no way this organization can collect funds independent of the county. So that's why that language is included in this.
Senator Jones,
yes, ma'am? You want to identify yourself? I'm sorry.
I'm Mary Hinkle with the DeKalb City Bible.
Please use the microphone.
I'm Mary Hinkle with the DeKalb Citizens Advocacy Council. We had Dr. Wolpe of the Emory Center for Ethics review Senate Bill 7, and he concurred with the concerns that we have. We studied the bill. If you had kept in the language about the ethics officer and then added language about an ethics administrator, I think we would have something to talk about. But you took every place where there was an ethics officer, you just took that out, you put in ethics administrator, and this position now only requires a college degree. No work experience, no ethics experience. This position is vital to the, this is best practices in the country. This is, all of these changes are taking us backwards. All we have to do is fix the appointment process. Let these other issues be dealt with by the Charter Review Commission.
I serve on the Charter Review Commission, by the way, and this is an issue that's even on my agenda.
And I will, as we will
let me just
that.
Address your concern. The reason why it's not in here, because in the original bill 597, it gives a definition for an ethics officer. That definition is not removed in Senate Bill 7. If the board decides to employ an ethics officer, that same requirement for that ethics officer is still contained in the original bill.
Senator Jones, when are people going to be allowed to talk and tell each other what they think about all of this, rather than us explaining it to each other? I would rather hear some of their thoughts rather than my thoughts or your thoughts.
Well,
is that possible?
When a question is asked, I'm going to respond to the question. I believe I was asking a question from the Senator, and I'm going to respond.
We have
typically, that's how I conduct town hall meetings.
I would May I suggest that if anybody wants to stand up at this point and say what they think about this, that they be given 1 minute. We've got 6 minutes left. May I suggest that?
If anyone is free to stand up and...
Anybody want to say anything about Senate Bill 7?
In no particular order, by the way, I think you stood up first with the other two.
Well, I just wanted to say my name is Rosalyn Allison. I think part of their speaking of the, I do agree with making sure that...
Again, my name is Rosalyn Allison. I do agree with making sure of spelling out when a person's job description is on the table so people will know their credentials just as anyone else in here. So I feel that this is an HR person. So as I heard everyone talking, that I feel like maybe an HR person would be a good person, along with knowing the ethics, knowing different things that happen in a group, along with making sure that person has continued education that goes on. And then the person also that handles the money, is it also federal? When you're giving out the money and going back to ask for more money, what is the check and balance? Is there more than one person doing that? And then can it be referred back to some type of federal level?
There's no federal money involved in the...
Not federal money, but...
Just to ask for the money to make sure of the check and balance.
The money is funded by the DeKalb County Commission, and over the history of the commission, they've at times funded very little and then funded more, so it's kind of inconsistent history of
funding. It is the smallest...
But there's no federal money in it.
Now, included in the bill, as I mentioned on the PowerPoint, there's a $300,000 budget that's set up, that DeKalb County has to set up for the Ethics Commission. There's also a process in there. In the event they require additional funds for their job, then that has to come through the county.
And that's in the current act.
And that is. And that's one. And that's one of the problems that I think we need to address. The what you put up there that the ethics administrator does doesn't include what the ethics officer now, who is an attorney, does, and what's been removed from that authority. So now you have an ethics administrator who can't, who honestly can't do anything but basically move paper around and answer some questions of. With regard to what's been filed and give it all over to the Board of Ethics. When I was on the Board of Ethics, that was the problem, was that we needed to have somebody who did have a law background that could structure an office that could provide the initial investigation. Does the board have jurisdiction, gather the information? And having a lawyer in that office makes a huge difference to the effectiveness of the actual board and the work that they can do. You're saying that, yes, they can hire a lawyer. Well, there's a part of the problem we're gonna have here is with the budget, because the budget, up to $300,000, and you're saying, okay, they can hire an ethics administrator and an ethics officer, they can get another lawyer, they can do it. That's not gonna happen. You know, the county's not gonna allow for that. Right now you have an officer with an investigator who can, and with a clerical person, who is doing all of that work, getting it ready for the board, and that's it, and that's all we need.
And I appreciate your concerns. If there's any funding issues whatsoever, we include it in this legislation, your local delegation, $300,000 budget. Certainly, if that department, as currently structured, SB 7, which includes an administrator, and if they need additional resources to hire an officer, then the county is going to have to be responsible for allocating those funds. So I'm not taking anything away from the person that's there now or the authority of this committee to do their job. I think we all have a vested interest in ethics. I certainly do being an elected official in DeKalb County, though I reside in a different county. But it's incumbent on all of us that represent any part of the county. They have a vested interest in ensuring that justice is served. And the way this is included in this bill, it does not take away in the original 597, I have not deleted that definition of the requirements for an ethics officer. That person still has to be an attorney.
I respectfully disagree, I'm sorry.
So that's still in 597.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
very quickly.
I was going over your summary of the bill and comparing it to my very well-worn and well-read copy of Casey Becker's book.
And is wondering.
And I have a couple of questions.
Ma'am, if you could.
In your summary, you want me to identify myself?
Excuse me?
No, he's just saying.
I'm just saying that you're going to cut us off right into the dock, so.
All right, in your summary, there is a place in the bill, and you talked about this briefly. It's in, under complaints, the summary says, prior to filing a complaint, a county employee must exhaust all administrative remedies available. You omit the very important specific requirement that people go to HR before they go to the ethics board. This is a chilling effect on employees. This is people who have ethics complaints against their immediate superiors. I'm sure this is an oversight, and I'm sure you're going to say that that's included in all administrative remedies. But the very fact that it is specifically HR is a vital piece of information that is in this bill, and it is in the other point is back to the point that
can I respond to that?
No, let me just go ahead and give you another.
And for those who said no, I don't appreciate you speaking over me. I'm not going to disrespect you, and I'm certainly not going to sit here and allow you to disrespect me. I have the microphone.
The other point is something that you've already discussed, but I want to bring it up again. The point, this is in section 4, and it's lines 133 through 136. The board shall adopt policies and procedures subject to review by the chief executive and confirmation by a majority vote of the commission, which vote shall occur within 30 days of submission of such policies and procedures to the chief executive. Should said vote not occur within said time, such policies and procedures shall be of full force and effect without confirmation by the commission. At the bottom of that page, line 166, there is a statement that contradicts, according to my reading, what this statement I just read says. The Board of Ethics shall be completely independent and shall not be subject to control or supervision by the chief executive, the commission, or any other official or employee or agency of the county.
And those statements are not in conflict with each other. We are running out of time.
The authority of the board.
May I have your attention, please? The library is now closed. We'll reopen tomorrow at 10 a.m.
There is no mention of your qualification otherwise.
Ma'am, I would refer you to House Bill 597. That language is included in the original act. This bill simply revises some of the sections of that original act.
The microphone is short-circuited, and so did the meeting.
Before you leave, thank you very much for coming out and joining us tonight. We have two more town hall meetings. The next one's on the 16th at the Maroon Auditorium.
Hi.
You're Jonathan?
Yes.
Right. I'm Kristen.
Hey.
Mr.
Brewer?
Yeah.
We meet from time to time. Hopefully we remember each other at the same time.
I know. I kept looking at you.
I don't expect you at this part of town, though. Is your part of town?
Not really.
Okay.
This is the only town hall thing that I could come to. I couldn't come to the other ones. I live in Jordan Hills.
Okay.
That was a very interesting town hall, and I thought the senator filibustered. And when I write my blog on it, I'm going to point out that the microphone's short-circuited and so did the meeting.
Right. And then all of a sudden we're out of time.
And not putting it out.
I gave you my card.
Yes.
Get in touch with me and I'll talk to you. Okay. So just contact me and we'll talk.